Amy was a dear little girl, but she was too apt to waste time in getting ready to do her tasks instead of doing them at once, as she ought. In the village in which she lived, Mr. Thornton kept a store where he sold fruit of all kinds, including berries in their season. One day he said to Amy, whose parents were quite poor, "Would you like to earn some money?"
"Oh, yes," replied she, "for I want some new shoes, and Papa has no money to buy them with."
"Well, Amy," said Mr. Thornton, "I noticed some fine ripe blackberries in Mr. Green's pasture today, and he said that anybody was welcome to them. I will pay you 13 cents a quart for all you will pick for me." Amy was delighted at the thought of earning some money, so she ran home to get a basket, intending to go immediately to pick the berries. Then she thought she would like to know how much money she would get if she picked 5 quarts. With the help of her slate and pencil, she found out that she would get 65 cents.
"But supposing I should pick 12 quarts, thought she, "how much should I earn then?" "Dear me," she said, after figuring a while, "I should earn $1.56.
Amy then found out what Mr. Thornton would pay her for 50, 100, and 200 quarts. It took her some time to do this, and then it was so near dinner time that she had to stay at home until afternoon. As soon as dinner was over, she took her basket and hurried to the pasture. Some boys had been there before dinner, and all the ripe berries were picked. She could not find enough to fill a quart measure. As Amy went home, she thought of what her teacher had often told her. "Do your task at once, then think about it, for one doer is worth 100 dreamers."